Now that the dictator of Washington State is going to be telling businesses they have to force their employees to take a useless gene therapy that provides zero societal benefit whatsoever, and it cannot be argued otherwise. No one can make the argument this is providing any benefit, because it's not, because it can't, never has been able to. They're going to come and find ways to force you to get your kids shot up. And if you think they won't use CPS for this and other means, then you're not paying attention to what the party already does to parents who don't want their kids shot up with wrong sex hormones, such as using CPS to force it.
On AM 770, KTTH, your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Has nothing to do with them. It's about corporate interests and what I can say and what I cannot say. To the transgender community, I'm more than willing to give you an audience. But you will not summon me. I am not bending to anybody's demands.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times to which God has decided we shall live. Dave Chappelle standing on the shoulders of comedians before him, comedians who have been disappeared and deplatformed entirely. But Dave Chappelle is speaking these words at a time where brave people have given their careers up to fight trans militant, trans agenda people. My friend Lynn, I saw this weekend when I was honored to be at Harborview Fellowship in Gig Harbor at the One Washington Conference, and then allowed to give sermons to the congregation and people new to the church visiting. My friend Lynn is a slight woman. People of all heights are valuable. She just happens to be a slight woman. She has given up so much to fight against this, the trans militants, more than anyone, more than you could possibly imagine, short of having your kids killed in front of you. Just short of that. I had to see Lynn this weekend. So Dave Chappelle stands on the shoulders of comedians who've been disappeared from society. Norm Coleman made similar jokes. I'm thinking of one comedian in particular, just completely disappeared from all platforms. Paid the early cost. But there are people taking a couple of red pills going, you're doing what to kids? In this day the Lord has made, people are making a decision in this time of choosing. The party wants your kids. Purely and simply, they want your kids. The dictator of Washington State has announced he intends to force businesses to force their employees to get injected with a dangerous gene therapy that is vitally dangerous. It provides zero societal benefit. It does not provide immunity. It does not prevent infection. The preponderance of data shows that it makes things worse. That's the preponderance of data in the eyes of any sane human. And now the emerging data is it takes away your body's immune system. Specific to the COVID flu, but it's not going to remain specific to the COVID flu. It's confusing your body. Your body is making a foreign protein that does not belong in your body. Do you think that might confuse your body? Why does your body get confused with cancer? That doesn't know what to do. Well, this is the body making cells. Should we fight these cells? In this case, your genes are being programmed to produce a dangerous cytotoxin. You don't think this can lead to lasting effects of the body going, I don't know if we can trust the body. The body fighting itself? There is great evidence that being injected with these injections cause you to lose your ability to fight off the COVID flu. And get this, solid evidence that if you get injected with the COVID injections, you cannot get natural immunity to the COVID flu. You cannot get it. And they're going to come and force your kids to take it. They're going to use every means necessary. Folks, this never stops. Small business owners in King County, you are going to decide. It's not whether you're going to take the knee to Jay Inslee. You're going to decide whether you're complicit or not. And in the years to come, when it finally breaks through that these injections have killed massive numbers of people, and that was suppressed information, you will have been complicit in this, all of it. And it's not just the COVID flu. We'll get to the COVID flu and the details around kids because it's shocking. I'll give you one example, one family, and one of many. But this is a piece from the Washington Post. And this got published. They don't want you to know you have the right to influence the curriculum in your school. The Washington Post, Outlook, Perspective. Parents claim they have rights to shape their kids' school curriculum. They don't. What is it that normies call the schools? Public schools. They have elected school boards, elected to represent the taxpayers and parents in areas such as curriculum. They are hired to do the job that parents find difficult to do on their own. The argument these people are making in the Washington Post pages define what I have called the schools for a decade. They're nothing like public schools. They're government schools. They are normalizing the government taking your kids mentally and physically. Physically. I personally know parents from the separate country of Washington I am friends with, close friends with. I have become close friends with in the past 6 or 7 years. Parents who have had to take their kids out of the separate country of Washington state because the government wanted to inject their kids with wrong sex hormones, and hospitals, so-called, made threats of, well, we can always call CPS if you don't want your kid shot up with wrong sex hormones. We can always get the state involved. Kids can do it at 13 now without parental permission. In Oregon, they can have their testicles removed, cut off, go through these surgeries at 15 without parental permission. That's medical kidnapping. And if you think they won't do it with the COVID flu, then you are living in the sweetest of all sweet dreams. Washington Post piece. In search for issues that will deliver the Congress in 2022, conservatives have begun to circle around the cause of, quote, parents' rights, they put in quotes, square quotes. In Indiana, Republican Attorney General Todd Rokita recently introduced a parent bill of rights, which asserts that education policy and curriculum should accurately reflect the values of Indiana families. In Florida, the legislature passed an even more comprehensive bill, assuring the state and its public schools cannot infringe on the, quote, fundamental rights of parents. A growing number of states are allowing parents to sue districts that teach banned concepts. And a Virginia Republican, Glenn Youngkin, has made a parents' rights a centerpiece of his campaign for governor, staging Parents Matters rallies and declaring, I believe parents should be in charge of their kids' education. Given this frenzy, one might reasonably conclude that radicals are out to curtail the established rights that Americans have over their educational sphere. Yet that's actually what here is the assertion of parental powers that have been never previously existed. These writers are claiming parents have never had the power to influence the curriculum in schools. Ever. That is a bold-faced, laughable, disgusting, and filthy lie. Debates over curricula in schools have existed forever, but it's the closing couple of sentences that boil this down. But common law and case law in the United States have long supported the idea that education should prepare young people to think for themselves, even if that runs counter to the wishes of parents. In the words of legal scholar Jeff Shulman, this effort may well divide child from parent, not because socialist educators want to indoctrinate children, but because learning to think for oneself is what children do. Really? Get your little kids away from the radio for about the next 120 seconds. I will prove that to be utter nonsense. Parental warning. I hope your kids are away from the radio. This is how badly they want your kids. I've talked about this book before. It's available in the Virginia public schools. It's called Gender Queer. This is for kids. Kids are to think for themselves, right? That's why in government schools, kids can be disciplined for wearing a MAGA hat, but not a Black Lives Matter Incorporated hat. Kids can be disciplined for saying white lives matter, all lives matter, blue lives matter, anything but Black Lives Matter. Kids will be bullied by teaching staff for saying, I don't believe that gay people can be married in a church because the Bible says gay activity is a sin, such as adultery is a sin, such as coveting your neighbor's wife is a sin, such as stealing is a sin. Now, you can't say that. Kids can be kicked out of school for not calling a boy a girl. But it's about thinking for themselves. Genderqueer. Pornography. I then dreamed about having a massive, painful, uses a euphemism for erection. I then dreamed of having a massive, painful erection that lasted all day. Next picture is a young man with his shirt off playing with his crotch. It's entitled The Bulge. For years, my standard method of masturbation was stuffing a sock into the front of my pants and manipulating the bulge. Sorry. This is curriculum from the Virginia public schools. Not from them. It's a book available in their libraries. Pardon me. This would evolve into hip thrusting while thinking of my latest gay ship. And the picture here is two naked young men kissing in the missionary position. Now, just so you know, they're interracial. So at least there's that. Then we got this. Memorably, I got off once while driving just by rubbing the front of my jeans and imagine getting serviced orally. And then he writes here, I promise I'm really a safe driver. Yeah, it sounds pretty safe. Then there's a picture of him receiving oral service from another boy. This is the visual I'd been picturing. And then apparently one of the boys has a sexual experience with a young girl, but he's very, very upset because on his finger is, and I quote, vagina slime. I'm sorry, how does that honor the existence of women? Do you see that this takes gay sex and makes it this great, wonderful thing? But you say this about a woman's body? It's more division. That's in the Virginia libraries. But this is kids thinking for themselves. So they'll put this porn in their libraries, but they're not coming for your kids? Folks, I have to tell you, they are going to come for your kids to get them injected no matter what. They're going to stop at nothing. And here's an example of how insane this is. This is one family's story. I was going to say maybe don't have your kids hear this, but they should. Stephanie and Patrick DeGarry enrolled their 12-year-old child, Maddie, and her two brothers into Pfizer's COVID-19 trial. Maddie was a previously healthy, energetic, full-of-life child, was within 24 hours of her second dose, reduced to crippling, scream-inducing pain that landed her in the emergency room, where she described feeling like someone was ripping her heart out through her neck. There's a link to this. Just text Todd, T-U-D-D, to 800-465-8770. Over the next several months, the nightmare continued, during which Maddie was hospitalized several times, suffered numerous systemic injuries, requires a tube through her nose that carries her food and medicine, and a wheelchair for assistance. Miss DeGary documented every detail of Maddie's injury and reported it to the principal investigator for the Pfizer trial at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Children's Hospital. That shoots kids up with wrong sex hormones is shooting kids up with an injection that, statistically speaking, is mathematically impossible to help them. Impossible. They are far more likely to be harmed than helped because they're not helped, and they are harmed. The Children's Hospital, so that happened. They first, when she reported the problems, my kid's in a wheelchair, needs a feeding tube, is screaming like her heart's being torn out through her chest. They first tried to treat Maddie as a mental patient and told her it was psychological and Maddie's imagination. Then they claimed it was unrelated to the mRNA injections. And when that argument failed, here's how Pfizer listed this injury. Ready? Functional abdominal pain. Got a stomach ache. And they're still pursuing jamming this into kids. Now listen to the audio of these parents trying to get justice for their daughter, talking to the Pfizer investigator. They work with Pfizer. Well, I would say they work for Pfizer. I think the FDA is owned by Pfizer. Listen to this woman talking to the person who's supposed to be investigating Pfizer after they've tried to say, oh, it's mental, it's all in her heads. Here we go.
Like I said, what I would like you to do is to start with working with the people with family relations, and that's where we can certainly look at the Children's Hospital's bills.
Yeah, don't worry about my daughter can't walk right now or anything. I mean, as you could tell, Dr. Frank, I'm a little upset, and I probably shouldn't be. I should calm down before I speak, but we've tried many times to get a hold of you, and we just kind of get breadcrumbs like, well, he's going to get back to you, or he's going to do this. And it's just the communication's been horrible. The unblinding's been horrible. Everybody else is unblinding. We've already done the request, and we haven't heard anything, but, you know, Dr. Frank's going to call you.
Let's stay with the one thing, and then we'll talk about the unblinding, and I can tell you what I need you to do. What I would like you to do is that I will put you in touch with Pam, and I've already talked with Pam, and she's aware and would be expecting to hear from you.
What incredible compassion. Girl's in a wheelchair. Dad's trying to get justice for her. Now, remember, Children's Hospital in Bellevue harms children on a daily basis. Well, I don't know if it's daily, but they shoot kids up with wrong sex hormones there. That's how they make money at their gender clinic. You think they care? Patrick, the father, asked the doctor about functional neurological disorder and how it may have contributed to his daughter's problems.
So are you familiar with FND at all?
With what?
Functional neurological disorder. Do you know a little bit about that?
I just didn't know the an acronym. I mean, yes, I was looking it up.
And I didn't know much about it either until all this happened. But, you know, that can be triggered by a physical or emotional response. And it's pretty obviously that we had the physical response, excuse me, on the 20th. And her body went haywire within less than 24 hours. So I don't see how it's not related, but we can continue this discussion later. But it's definitely, I don't agree. And I've already read some articles where people are trying to, as in the researchers at companies like Pfizer and Moderna, try to push away from that to make it a pre-existing condition and all this stuff, and just some how we've been approached by some of the doctors that telling us that no, there's a deep something deep going on here, especially Brian, the medication doctor, just very unprofessional.
They're going to do everything they can in the separate country of Washington to force your kids to take these injections. So business owners in King County and Washington State, if you carry through with the knee on the ground to the party, you are going to be complicit in things like that happening to children. It will be partly your fault. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
You can also email us at therman@ktth.com. I got to meet Charlie Kirk this weekend. It's the first time I've met Charlie. Turning Points USA, and young man of incredible stamina, really. I mean, he gives some 300 or more speeches a year. I loved seeing listeners this weekend and speaking with you and speaking to you and with you. And, well, first of all, I'm not allowed on airplanes. So I'm not allowed to fly. I'm not allowed to go to restaurants in the separate country of Washington State, but I'm not allowed to fly anywhere. So that makes, you know, a public speaking career difficult. And I've done travel, but man, 300 dates. And Charlie was extremely pleasant. I met him in the green room, and such a nice person, vitally smart, vitally so, and knows his Bible. I was so impressed with his biblical knowledge. He had a theory and has a theory about Joe Biden. And I think this is the most meaningful thing I heard Charlie say in terms of political insight. They don't intend to run Biden again. Right. I mean, and my listeners have been saying that forever, and they don't intend to run Cammy. This is a disposable administration because they know that they are destroying America. They know that they are dumping America. They know that they're burning her down. They know that they're draining the treasury. They know that they're bringing in unsupportable amounts of mouths to feed. They know that they're firing people. They know that they're destroying small businesses. They know that they're jettisoning people from the economy. They know they're courting violence. They know they're pushing for violent civil war. They know all of this. Biden doesn't. He doesn't know any of this. He knows he's told to read a speech. He reads a speech. And he does a cranky press conference. It's disposable. So Charlie's demand of the Republican Party is really good. Win Congress and the Senate and get into investigation mode now. Don't worry about the White House. If you get it, great. If not, get into investigation mode. What happened in the 2020 elections? What happened? Who did it? Were they stolen? Find the data. Get Fauci and all the people who perpetrated the COVID response hoax under oath. Question them. Investigate them. Get them shut down. I mean, there's two examples. I get to the text messages here, but I wanted to just state that I couldn't have been more impressed with Charlie as a person in the brief time I met with him. Rube in Covington. Good morning, Todd. Over the weekend, my children and I were informed we couldn't come to a family get together unless my daughter gets a COVID injection. She's 18 and has chosen to not do that. My sister didn't even give her the test option. Then to add that, our church is complying with the Doodle Boys mandate. So sad to see a church we've attended for years cave to this. They've lost their way. I always ask, would Jesus turn someone away? That's a no-brainer. He would embrace all of the, quote, dirty people. We'll celebrate without them and be just fine. Their loss. Rube, I agree. And we talked about this weekend during my speech. People were asking questions. You got to do triage. That family member is lost mentally. They can never be rescued by you. You got to pray for them. Continue to love them. Send them emails. Hey, I'm not sending you a card because I know you're concerned about the COVID flu. So nothing tangible. Thinking of you fondly. Love you. Return their fear with your love. Return their paranoia with your assurances. Return, because they're going to eventually learn that this has been a drastic and terrible catastrophic mistake on their behalf and a purposeful destruction of America on behalf of the technocrats. Be loving and consistent so they feel they can come home. And when they come home and they say, oh, man, we really got this wrong, be the people that don't say, told you so. Say, that's painful. Welcome home. Space Hog. I think it's hilarious. Jen Psaki referenced Ted Kennedy. Harry Reid and John McCain as evidence of Joe Biden's willingness to work on a bipartisan basis. Does she really believe we're this stupid? This doesn't work in speaking. Does she really, P-S-H-E, really believe we're this pea stupid as in Psaki? You could insert your Sesame Street, which of these things is not like the other song here? The answer, trick question, they're all the same. He's talking about the song I don't have time to find in our little software. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things doesn't belong to Sesame Street. Gigi and Monroe. Todd, amazing the difference in press coverage with Antifa attempts to show up in Coeur d'Alene and Snohomish County. Coeur d'Alene was just a blip, but Snohomish County was simply racist. This is the journalistic truth that we face today. Right. Antifa went to Snohomish, which is, for listeners outside of the separate country of Washington State, Snohomish is, what, northeast of Seattle? And it is it's beautiful, more rural. And I guess 20 people showed up with guns to protect their smaller town. And yeah, it was racism, and oh, it's clearly the white supremacist. Yeah, in Idaho, it was like 400 people. If you were not armed in downtown Coeur d'Alene the day that happened, people were going, wait, are you with Antifa? Because I don't see you strapped, son. Fitness freak on the east side. Todd, interesting how the state wants vax cards checked, but a small business, you're not allowed to e-verify someone if you're hiring. The Washington legal lingo says the Social Security card should look authentic. So I agree with you. Any business forced to check vax cards should accept anything that looks somewhat authentic. Pictures of a cat will do. Yes, and to the business owners. Nothing in the law says you have to be good at checking for the mRNA injection dictate travel papers. Nothing in it says you have to be good at it. Nothing. Nothing says you need to look closely. Nothing. As I read the law, it says that they have to have the papers on them. Check it when they leave. And we'll talk more about malicious compliance. But I tell you again, small business owners, I can't tell you how much I love small business. But guys, for 2 years, I've been saying they're coming for the small businesses. When you do this, you're going to do other things. This is the process of getting owned. This is what it is to be churned out. This is what it is to be trafficked with threats. Eventually, you don't even know you're being trafficked. California highway cop. Newsflash, Brad Little didn't rescind his emergency order. Idaho is not the Valhalla you think it is. Stop giving the rhino in Boise credit he didn't deserve. I didn't say he rescinded it, my brother. I said the reason it was pulled back. He didn't rescind his emergency orders, but they're not being enforced. The legislature voted to end these things. And the reason it is not enforced is because people wouldn't follow. I'm no friend of Brad Little. Brad Little should be run out of office. Brad Little should be recalled that he ever installed the emergency order. The lieutenant governor here should be lieutenant governor. Brother, I seriously understand. I give speeches in Idaho. I gave a speech a month ago. 400 people there. That Idaho is not safe. I promise you, CHP cop, we are not that far apart on this. Thank you for the text. Kelly, well, hopefully Seattle will have enough police officers to respond the next time a city council member has a disagreement with their Uber driver or needs to have a derelict vehicle removed from their property. That's right. That's a good little moment in history. There's one of the city council members who was pro-RV, that homeless drug camp RVs, called the cops. Hey, there's a homeless drug camp RV outside my house. They're not supposed to be outside my house. Right. We'll come back and wrap up the day next with a personal note on the Todd Herman Show.
down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
And a person of today, what an incredible honor and gift I got this weekend to go to Gig Harbor, Harborview Fellowship, for two events, really. One was a secular event with a great, great grounding in Christian belief. The One Washington event, Representative Jesse Young, One Washington put that on. Pastor Mike was kind enough to allow them to use the church for this. Jesse's a member there. Representative Walsh was there. Ed Troyer was there. Trooper LeMay, who had a message for Jay Inslee upon his Trooper May's job was stolen from him by the dictator. You remember the viral message where Trooper LeMay invited Inslee to kiss him somewhere. And I got to see you. I cannot express to you how bewildering it is to have so many people come to me and welcome me like a family member, and to hear from a young man, this is just one example, hockey fan, met me in the parking lot and was kind enough to share with me that he likes the political commentary in the show and that the personal notes have led him back to church and back to fellowship with God through Christ Jesus. That makes everything worthwhile. If the radio show should end, And I don't decide to podcast or do something like that, just know that that makes it all worthwhile. And of course, the dictator wants this radio show to end with these injection diktats. And I'm the least of these. I'll be fine if that should happen. To have young people, young woman came to me, 17 years old. Her father, oh God, I don't know how I make it through this part. Her father introduced her to the radio show 2 years before he passed. And Kelly said that listening to the show is a little bit like listening to her father. That's just beautiful, and it's just so hard, and it's bewildering. I don't deserve any. Deserve any of this. I have so many people praying for me and Alex. It was wonderful. Alex got to come to a sermon. I said I did two events. I got to preach two sermons. Pastor Mike, thank you. Thank you for bizarrely trusting me to do that. Alex was treated like a rock star. That's Alex. I got to see him there. There's a young woman who came to meet me after the speech and said, it's customary where I come from in my culture to hug the speaker. Got a hug from this lovely, lovely, brilliant young woman. I mentioned earlier my new friend Riley and his family. Three times he's been overseas to defend us as part of the Department of Defense. Now his career has been stolen. And that man was brave enough to cry with me. And now they are reaching to the Lord. New for them. And the Lord is reaching to them. But such a brave thing to cry with another man you don't know but through the radio. I met so many listeners, people who I went to the same junior high with, Bowdish Junior High way back in the day. Garrett Lloyd King. Garrett was one of our first listeners ever. Sent us parody songs. Carrie French sent us the great downtown parody song. Carrie was there. I told people at the church, I said, did you see the people I was just talking to? They're losing their jobs. And you know what I watched people from the church who didn't know one another after I said, see those folks over there? They're losing their jobs. The dictator's stolen their jobs. And they're scared. And they're angry. And would you gather around them? And they did. I watched people say, come and sit at our table. I asked the audience, is anyone here going to allow our friends to be homeless? No. People lose their jobs and they're stolen by the dictators. Anyone here going to allow their kids to go hungry? No. We started a fundraiser for Sheriff Troyer as he is facing the most un-American assault I've ever seen. We usually end the show with Check It Out by John Mellencamp. I want to go out with a different song today. John's a liberal, but he's not an insane liberal. And so I will tell you, I love you. I hope the show continues. This is the Todd Herman Show. We have aired every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I hope to see you tomorrow. Go be well, be strong, and be kind, and we'll go out with John Mellencamp, Alex.